What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you in from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east.
We bend over and say thank you.
We have a night to say knee.
However you... Oh, well. I don't have knee. I just have ba.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it.
However you're listening to us, whether as we're streaming 24/7 on Crab Diving Network or at your favorite podcasting application, crabdiving.com, we appreciate it. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione.
We get paid, baby.
Please clap.
Gosh.
If only he would have won.
He
would have been really boring.
He had no shot. He had no shot.
Nobody did. It was scorched earth.
The problem
nobody
is
did.
Oh, the Republicans' base. She's already.
I failed on the stuffage this time.
What strategy? Walk me through. Well, how do you stuff that shit in there?
Well, this time I experiment with different ways depending on the treatage that we have.
What did you put in there and how did you do it?
Usually I start off with a base of. Like just a plain old kibble.
Okay.
You want to shut up for a second? I'm talking about you.
We're talking about how to pack your Kong toy.
And oh yeah.
Yeah.
Fight a nickel. And just to build it up, and then I put treatage in there to jam in there and jam it up. And
well
for a while my strategy was working.
Right.
I put two pepperoni at the top. Jammed into the top, and that was really good because there's like a lip in there underneath. So she had a really hard time getting it. It took
yeah,
a
while, yeah.
But now she discovered the strategy.
Right.
And
she's getting smarter.
Yeah, she cracked that code. So now I have to alter my stuffing strategy.
Pedophile code.
If you missed yesterday's show, we played clips of a really crazy lunatic QAnon lady, person with lady parts, I think.
Don't look
I don't know how she identifies, but she's ranting about how she opens with Pop-Tarts ad.
Yes.
Having pedophile code in it because the little Pop-Tart had a smiley face.
That's pedophile code.
On in icing. I mean, it was white icing.
What is wrong with people?
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
I'm that's Chris pedophile. Jansen with Dateline NBC.
Now that's pedophile code. That's pedophile code.
Mm-hmm. Did you bring condoms?
Condoms? Ooh. Did you bring condoms?
Ooh.
That's pedophile code.
I spiced up the tomato juice.
Oh,
and...
yeah.
Jeez. I just got kicked in the uvula.
Wow.
Yes, I can feel it.
I did that. Oh, at Crab Diving on the Twitter. If you want to chat with us live during the show or tell us to fuck off or tell us we sound like shit or something like that, we appreciate it, or correct us on something we say that's dumb.
Yeah.
Well, incorrect. I can't guarantee what we say ain't going to be dumb. But if it's incorrect.
Yes.
At Crab Diving on the Twitter, also on the Facebook, also occasionally on the Instagram.
Right.
And that's about it.
Nine!
Strap in, everybody. Let's see what's going on in the world. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I haven't looked at the news since I found out Eric Trump just said that his father saved Christianity.
Christmas.
I thought Christianity, too.
No, was it?
Yes, he saved Christmas and Christianity. With what? Oh, wow. And how? I didn't know they were in danger. What if Christmas had not been saved?
Over at the commie pinko liberal HuffPo. According to COVID, debate right. throws caution to the wind, they're saying.
Yay.
Senator Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence cage match tonight. Set to appear at an in-person debate despite the uproar over the outbreak of COVID in the White House.
Right.
The White House announced Friday that Trump had tested positive, blah, blah, blah. The revelation came 3 days after Trump debated former Vice President Joe Biden in person at an event in Cleveland where debate organizers proved incapable of enforcing safety precautions. In other words, Trump said, I'm not testing.
Yes. Incapable. The Republicans didn't cooperate. That's it, right?
They showed up late.
So they didn't have to be tested, so they could skirt the test, right?
Well, I don't know if that was the reason, but he totally diva'd and showed up late.
Yeah, nice.
since then, at least 34 people in the president's orbit have also tested positive for the virus.
Doesn't this make people nervous? Doesn't this make you nervous to go out and do things? This makes me not want to do anything.
This time, debate organizers will be erecting small plexiglass barriers between Harris and Pence on the stage in Salt Lake City.
Pussies!
Something that was not done in the presidential debate, but the health experts say those barriers are essentially useless.
Right.
COVID is transmitted in tiny aerosolized droplets capable of flying above or around some standalone barriers.
Yeah.
Which are just a couple of feet, few feet tall.
Right. Let me explain.
Harris and Pence will be seated at desks 12 feet apart.
Good God. That's going to look bizarre. They're going to be yelling at each other from desks, behind desks.
Yeah, I want desk check on
mothers.
Pence.
Yes. You know, this is the way we should be doing events like this. Harris gets there.
Mike, call her the N-word. Just go right out and say it. I need to shore up my base.
It's the only way I can come, sir.
That would be Sessions.
That's right. Yeah. But those children, arrest all those children. I don't give a shit how fucking young they are. Okay.
God, yeah.
Here's what they need. They need little plexiglass tubes or plastic tubes. When you enter a place, that is your dedicated tube. And you take that tube to wherever you go. And then when you're at the point where, you know, you're at the debate, that's the end of your tube. And you speak into
How about just
not having them?
Having separate places. We have cameras.
How about Zoom?
We have FaceTime.
Why is anyone?
We have Zoom, yeah.
I totally agree. Why is anyone meeting with anyone? It's insane.
So they're saying it's probably going to be useless.
No,
even though Pence has tested negative, but right. How many other people are going to be in this area, this studio?
No one has to go anywhere for anything, really, if we have Zoom and things like that. You don't have to do things like this.
Now, the Cleveland Clinic,
yes,
one of the country's premier medical institutions, is responsible. Hey,
yes.
you don't chew on that.
Shit.
It's the
chewing
dog
what
was
I want.
Chewing on my fancy foot mat.
Oh shit! Hey, come on, man.
It's a cleave. I think she's trying to move it because it's in her usual freakout area. I'm gonna grab her an ice cream in a moment. The Cleveland Clinic is it's the Cleveland Clinic's job to ensure the health and safety precautions. Tonight at the debate, she's standing on top of the mat, of course.
Get off the mat.
Hey. Liz Allen, Harris's communications director, placed the burden on the Presidential Debate Commission also, which oversees the debates. So they're saying, well, you know, it's on them. It's on them if people get sick.
That's crazy.
It's not real.
Do we not have any? And that's not leadership. Well, the leadership move would be to not have anyone person.
It's a pretty familiar feeling.
Yeah.
These days.
We're all, you know, this whole planet, this country is sleepwalking through this bullshit. I know this state is.
Well, we've been punch fucked for 3.7 years.
That doesn't mean we get to be, no.
Without consent.
You can't be.
We didn't invite the punch fucking.
That's what, like, Jacob
Elizabeth
Walls
Warren
accused.
Allegedly.
What was that story? She was with a sailor and.
No, a Marine, some young Marine or something. And
punch fuck
and that they were not only, because the lie they make up of her cheating on her husband.
Come here, soldier.
72-year-old Elizabeth Warren cheating on her husband with some, like, young Marine.
Sure.
They had to make it more salacious by saying, oh, and by the way, she likes to punch the fuck out of him, and he likes to punch her back.
There were chains.
She likes
involved.
To stomp on his balls with big giant stilettos on.
She likes to beat him with a chain, I believe.
Right.
I'm not
yes.
Kidding.
No, seriously.
Where's my chain? God damn it. I can't find my chain. Maybe the dog took it.
So,
hey, listen, I'm gonna go get her my chain to beat this
and
fine,
ice cream.
Yes, this fine young, thank you for your service. Smack, 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 smack. I want that. I mean, I want that to be true for some reason. I think that would be great, but that's bullshit. And I think those guys, didn't they get charged last week with 2 counts of fraud? Four counts of fraud. They're going to rot in jail. They're going to rot in jail like fucking Schittler. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you spend. We get a big fat fucking chunk of.
Okay.
Is that dog okay now?
Temporarily.
Shit, man.
I just put my finger in the dike.
We're doing a podcast, doggy.
So there you go. We're not totally convinced, even though the Cleveland Clinic is very reputable, and they're trying to make the event as COVID free as possible.
Well, if they were going to do that, then they would have people do Zoom.
Well, in person, yeah. Given what they're doing now, they're trying to make it as COVID free as possible.
Right. It's just insane. I mean, that's our we're talking about our government. Our government is there at these things. That's our government.
And then they're
getting sick.
Then over to the, these are ridiculous and useless. Over, there's a picture of what they're putting up at the debates. Debate in plexiglass, it says, tonight. Dems' largest spread in betting. What does that mean?
Oh, like Vegas. They're taking odds on who's going to win.
Oh, the Dems, the generic Dems. Oh, 67 cents on the dollar, 67 cents, which I guess would be a 67% chance that Joe Biden is going to win, 36 cents.
So if I bet a dollar, I get 67 cents back.
A dollar 67, yeah.
But if I bet against Pence and he wins.
Well,
maybe.
I don't know what the.
But I rake it in if Pence wins, right? If I bet for him.
This is the election. In general.
Oh, I thought the debate.
No, this is Biden Trump.
Right. What do you think? Do you think Pence will win this tonight?
No. No.
Why? No. Why do you say that?
Because he's horrible.
I feel like you're being mean. Just because he's stupid. And he's dumb, right? He's a dumb fucking guy.
He's not bright.
Yeah. But that's subjective. I mean, some people might think he's smart. Why do you think
he's
dumb?
Well, that's pretty fucking terrifying.
Do you have any evidence?
Huh?
Any evidence that he's stupid?
We have 3-some years of him, like a remora on Trump's inner rectum.
Ooh. Not just the rectum.
As opposed to the outer rectum.
Inner rectum.
Yeah, we don't have any evidence of him being really smart. We know that even Republicans hate him. In Indiana, if I'm correct, they thought he was a shitty governor.
Didn't he make a speech in the not too distant past for evolution, for creationism?
It was in the '90s, but it was definitely that you know, they're teaching the evils of evolution in school or some bullshit like that.
We got to get away from these, this whole thing where we have wacko, lunatic, fundamentalist Christians in our government. We kind of need to get away from that shit.
Mike Pence.
Followed your take on it. Was justice served in the case of Kelly Flynn? Is adultery no longer a big deal in Indiana? And
God, he just sounds like a fucking idiot. Great Balls of Fire. Whose song is
adultery
that?
No longer a big deal in Indiana?
Great Balls of Fire
Jerry Lee Lewis. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't put a lot of money on Jerry Lee Lewis objecting.
Right, right. Oh, to Mike Pence using his
song? Yeah.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Didn't Jerry Lee Lewis marry his, like, 14-year-old cousin or something like that?
I think so.
Back in the day?
Well, you know. People are monsters.
Biden, I guess there's another poll they're talking about. This is 538's national average. Biden up to now 9.5%.
Damn!
Over Trump.
Yes.
The latest is added today, a YouGov poll has Biden up 9.
I thought he was up by like 15 or something.
That was a couple of days ago, the CNN poll.
So what happened?
Different polls, different.
He's losing ground.
In all of them, yeah.
Yeah. Biden is.
Yes. No.
Trump is.
Trump is losing. Yeah, Biden's lead is increasing in all the polls. They have different. There's spreads in the polls, but added today were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, looks like 8 or 9 polls, and it's a spread of 8 to 14 points, all of them Biden.
Wow. Damn.
Yesterday had a goddamn, there's a lot of polls that come out all the time.
I mean, there's just a lot of news lately, especially about how like who would make the argument that they're governing right now. I mean, what's going on?
No, Mitch is trying to find a way to ram Amy Coney Barrett in.
No, like our country, like who's running it, like doing the things that. Hi.
Well, don't forget we've got Ben Carson at HUD and Betsy DeVos helming our educational system.
You're not answering my question.
Steve Mnuchin.
Hi, you've reached America. We can't come to the phone right now. Everybody's sick with COVID. Who's running the switchboard? Who's turning on the lights? Who's in charge of shit? Like,
hello, this is the White House.
Just
may
happening.
I, help you?
I mean, like, really? I mean,
Daddy, I want a bonus for having to run the switchboard.
Whatever you need, Ivanka. If you come in and work, we need someone there doing something. Is anyone?
They're there.
There are things that must be done.
He's there. He's tweeting like a motherfucker.
Don't they have to sign shit and allocate funds and blah, blah, blah?
Although they caught, was it Meadows that caught lying about him? Somebody they caught lying about the fact that he was in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, he actually went down to the Oval Office to work. And, you know, they made everything safe down there. And they were like, no. That's not what happened. I think it was Kudlow. It was Kudlow said that, and then Mark Meadows had to be like, well, no, actually they didn't. The president really wants to go down and work.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're keeping him up in the residence.
Yeah, they're not. It's. Do you guys hear how insane that sounds? He has the virus. He can't come in the White House right now. He has to stay at home.
Well, he should be in hospital, but he kind of is still, given the treatments that he's receiving and the treatment he's receiving. And they've apparently converted the part of the West Wing into a fucking private ICU for him.
Is Mike Lindell positive?
I thought there was, I'm like, there's no My Pillows in the White House. You think Trump's going to have that slop, those cheap pillows? How much are they? $29? I'm not buying that cheap shit.
I bet they're great. I'm not buying one because that guy's a fucking asshole. Is Mike Lindell involved at any time?
I know he's close to the president.
He kind of went away after the whole miracle flower cure.
Oleander. Oleander. You suck on an oleander.
After the, yeah, go graze in a field somewhere. Go
Take
follow a sheep around. And...
Yeah. Hey, Trump, how is the oleander? Is it helping you? Is he taking oleander oil or whatever the shit that was? There's some.
Where's the hydroxychloroquine?
I was about to say that. Where is it?
I didn't see that on his list of
treatments. You said there.
Treatments.
It said, you said you were on it. You said you were on it. And you made your stupid Governor DeSantis down here in Florida buy a million fucking doses of it.
Yeah, what the fuck are we supposed to do with that now? I mean,
I don't know.
If we get an outbreak of malaria.
Why wouldn't that be a possibility?
Well, yeah. TBD.
Florida.
And the last headline over at the Drudge Report, Ted Cruz sounds the alarm.
Oh, good.
Senator Ted Cruz says he's worried about what may happen on November 3rd. He's blaming the media, of course.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, shit, yes.
And he was on Fox whining about it.
You blaming our podcast, you bitch?
The partisan activists and Democrats and the media find fault with everything Trump does or says while giving Biden easy questions and positive reviews.
What do you want us to do, dickface? Trump is insane.
I apologize. This he was on an objective show on Fox.
Oh shit.
Hannity.
Well, the press is fully all in support of Biden. I'm worried about the election. I think it's really volatile. I think it could go either way. I think we could have a fantastic election. The president.
Thanks, Ted. Your wife. I still find your wife unattractive, but I appreciate it.
This guy, he is so horrible. Does he have the beard?
Yeah. He's got the attempt at a sculpture of a chin. Yeah. The fake old fat guy. Sculpted chin beard.
I hate everything about him.
All in support of Biden. I'm worried about the election. I think it's really volatile. I think it could go either way. I think we could have a fantastic election. The president could win by a big margin and we could win both houses of Congress. But I also think it could be devastating. And I think
there is no scenario. Every Democrat would have to suffer a massive heart attack.
Right.
The morning of November 3rd.
Yes.
In the country. Every voter would have to fall over for them to take back the House. That's
just
not going to happen.
How many tabs of acid does his wife have to drop when he decides he needs to be inside of her? How many?
That hasn't happened.
Oh, God. He really is gross. He's a gross person. No offense, Ted, but Jesus.
He said, I think we will either win the presidency and win the Senate, or we lose the presidency and lose the Senate.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
Thank you,
Nostratuatus.
Nostratuatus has a prediction.
He's got a new book, in case. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Who the fuck?
You buy Ted Cruz's new book?
Who the fuck is buying his book?
One vote away. It shows, quote, how the Supreme Court is on the ballot, how free speech is on the ballot, how religious liberty is on the ballot, the Second Amendment is on the ballot.
Hell yeah!
How school choice is on the ballot.
Fuck you!
That, of all those, we're one vote away from a left-wing justice taking away our fundamental rights. Well, not anymore.
No. Now, how does this book matter, you fuck? Who's going to read this book? Seriously. I'm serious. Who reads the audio version? Yeah. Is it Ted or is it Chuck fucking Norris?
The left is showing up. They're pissed off. They hate Trump.
Oh, yes.
We've got to make sure everyone else shows up. Well, Godspeed, Teddy.
Yeah, geez.
Because we outnumber you bigly.
Your facial hair, Ted, is out of fucking control. You look insane. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, yeah.
He looks wacko.
Yeah.
This giant, what is he? What is that?
He looks like a Wolverine died in the ocean and has been floating for several months.
You are a shitty
and bloated Wolverine. And blobby and
yeah.
Gosh.
Shitty fucking Wolverine.
So that's the headline over to the Drudge Report.
Right.
The bunch of headlines they have over there.
Right. He like his shit still regenerates and everything, but barely. He's that type of Wolverine.
No, I think he was dead and bloated.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think they got him.
Right. Sorry, Ted. You just look like shit. I mean, you really do. And for somebody that's on TV all the time, why do you make your face look so bizarre?
Oh, yeah.
Just look. I don't know, man. Who gives a fuck? Look weird. I don't care.
There's a report from the week that says it was this morning that Trump it looks like they've got the story from the New York Times originally.
Ooh,
I don't know if I've got
news.
My subscription on this computer. I do.
Fake news.
The White House. This is the New York Times.
Hello.
The White House that President Trump woke up in on Tuesday morning yesterday was in full-blown chaos, they write. Even by the standards of the havoc of the Trump era.
Ah, we're fucked. That's our country.
Maggie Haberman and Annie Carney.
This is our country when Republicans are in charge.
Aides say the president's voice was stronger after his return from hospital Monday night, but at times he sounded as if he was trying to catch air. The West Wing was mostly empty, cleared of advisors who were out sick with the coronavirus themselves or told to work from home rather than in the Capitol's most famous virus hotspot. Good writing.
It really must be stressful there.
Oh, my God. Staff members in the White House residence are in full personal protective equipment, yellow gowns, surgical masks, and disposable protective eye covers. They're all, like, in hazmat suits to deal with this infant.
Get me out of here. They must be thinking that. Fuck this.
Get me the fuck out of here.
This dickhead's going to lose. And here, I'm in scrubs with a fucking face shield. I normally just push fucking paper all day.
Yesterday, four more White House officials said they tested positive, including Stephen Miller, bringing up to 14.
I'm sorry.
The number of people carrying the virus.
For some reason, I don't know how to say this. I was looking forward to that one. I don't know why, but can I?
I tweeted that COVID is desperately seeking a vaccine against Stephen Miller at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Buy COVID a drink for that one. Not quite yet.
Some aides are trying to project confidence. But many see the situation as spiraling out of control.
Oh, yes. It sounds like it is. How's Melania doing, by the way?
Who?
You haven't mentioned
not
that.
A word.
No one fucking cares. FOTUS is sick.
At the beginning, Trump was like, Melania's fine, thanks. And then moved on. She probably was like, fuck you. I am out of here.
I like COVID better than Donald.
Pandemic that Trump has treated cavalierly for months seemed to have locked its grip on the White House.
Ooh, yeah.
They say here at the New York Times. Yes. West Wing aides shaken by polls showing the president badly trailing Joseph, I would say goodly.
Bullshit.
Trailing Joseph R. Biden Jr.
See.
Worried that they were living through the final days of the Trump administration.
See, I think they're worried about living right now, and I don't think they give a flying fuck That's about true. Those motherfucking polls.
Well, these are the Trumpists.
Really, that live in the White House, that are in the White House.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think all those people give a shit about is not getting the fucking virus.
That's true.
And they can give a fuck about this wacko nut job tweeting out Space Force and what have you. Did he tweet out Space Force, just the word, not too long ago?
It was in his list of vote fours. Vote for strong borders. Vote for Space Force.
Fuck space.
We have got, Trump is canceling TV ads.
Damn!
In Midwest states that made him president. That's not a good sign.
Damn, that's very sad. Shit. You guys, maybe you should hire back Brad Parscale.
Trump's campaign is slashing television spending in the Midwest, canceling millions of dollars in ads in states that carried him to victory in 2016. He's been off of the local airwaves completely in Iowa and Ohio.
Hey.
The campaign also gave up at least $2 million worth of reservations in both Michigan and Wisconsin since early September. And in Minnesota, state that Trump almost won 4 years ago.
Yes.
And has expressed confidence in flipping, which the polls are not expressing confidence. They say the team already chopped about $5 million from their projected TV budget.
Damn! I mean, come on. Should they fire Stepien? He got sick. Should they fire him?
Who are they going to get?
They had to fire him.
Manafort's out. Right now,
they had Mr.
Bannon.
Bannon can do it. They've had Bannon. They've had Parscale. They've had Manafort. Stepien. Who is the best?
Well, Bannon was never official. Bannon was like an advisor.
I don't think he was
the official. Yeah.
Why do they not bring him back?
I think it's too late
for him to do anything.
Yeah, because he was running on the I'm going to do all this stuff. And it's going to be totally different. And now we've had 3 years of his bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. I mean, it's insane.
So people aren't like, oh, well, maybe he'll be presidential anymore. We kind of have the evidence.
Right. Do we know if people are buying those presidential coins?
The Trump survived COVID coins? Which there better not be one fucking taxpayer dime going to minting that shit.
You don't think there's any grift there?
I would take that mold out and I would sell it to a urinal cake company.
Right.
And say, make these Trump coins.
I saw that story in USA Today. And I was looking, I was like, is this the real USA Today? Because I thought maybe that's a fake story.
Yeah, I think that's a real story.
Who in the shit thought of that? I mean, that's crazy.
Probably Trump.
What if he dies? What if he dies from it? Now you got all these coins?
Well, they're going to print another coin up.
How embarrassing.
That's from the New York Times, that the White House freaking out and in disarray.
Right.
What a shock. Even more than usual. I love how they have to point out that it's more than the usual chaos and disarray.
You know, I mean, if he dies, people might want to wear him. They might want a coin.
Listen.
I might make him popular.
This dog is fired up.
My friend said that if Trump dies from COVID, she'll buy a coin and then wear it as a necklace.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. That's Americanism. That's Americanism.
Let's see. The bad news for Trump.
Yeah.
The federal appeals court today rejected Trump's efforts to keep his financial records from the Manhattan prosecutor.
Uh-oh.
Putting the president on track for his second date at the Supreme Court to keep those documents private. The three-judge panel of the New York-based Second Circuit Court of Appeals rejected arguments from Trump's legal team that the subpoena issued to Trump's accounting firm at the request of the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance was too broad. It's too broad. It's too much. I don't understand what you want. You want everything. That's not fair. And that the subpoena amounted to retaliation for the refusal of Trump's businesses to cooperate with Vance's office. It's just not true.
Well, listen, I just think of this. Trump is miserable right now. Is he happy or sad, do you think?
Oh, miserable.
He's got the COVID. You know, normally, if he was just Trump during this pandemic, he could, you know, shoot off to, you know, Lolita Island and hang out with Jeffrey Epstein and, you know.
I only have time for a quick flight.
I'm going to get some. I'm going to have time for a quick jaunt. I got to go to the archipelago of rape.
Trump's lawyer said it appeared that the Vance investigation was limited to alleged hush money payments from former Trump personal attorney Michael Cohen.
Yes.
That they made to women alleging sexual encounters with Trump. Trump's attorneys argued subpoena seeking 8 years of tax returns and other records is far beyond anything related to those transactions. But the appeals court had a 35-page opinion.
Damn.
Saying the Trump team's surmises about what the grand jury is investigating amount to rank speculation. They don't know what the grand jury is looking into. What? They don't have to tell them.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, how is it their business?
Right.
You're being investigated, right?
In the, right.
And the investigators
and we need this.
Get their case together and they say, hey, I want to put this in front of the grand jury.
What are you investigating us for?
They're going to tell you.
Right.
Isn't that the point?
Yeah. If the grand jury says, holy fuck, indict this motherfucker, then
and
you'll
you
find
know,
out.
You know what they're investigating fucking for? Everything.
They're just trying to punt until after the election. They don't care.
Don't act like we don't even know what would they be investigating him for.
The judges wrote, the president in his briefs, asks us to infer that because the Cohen payments were a focus of the investigation, they must have been the only focus. We declined to take such a leap, the judges wrote.
I don't understand what's going on. Wait a second. He's saying...
They know about... The Cohen payments being
right.
One of the investigations
yes.
that Vance is looking at, but
yes.
they don't know what the whole grand jury is totally looking at.
Right.
But the Trump campaign said, they're only supposed to be looking at the Stormy money.
No, that's not true, right?
Well, that's what the court just said. We're not playing, homie, don't play that, the court just said.
No one plays that. Right. That doesn't make any sense. I thought Mueller could follow the investigation.
Well, no. His... investigation was limited by the statute when they wrote up the what his purview was.
Oh, whatever. Fuck that purview.
Which is why he didn't go into a lot of shit.
He could have.
Well, he kicked the Stormy shit down to Cyrus Vance.
Right.
That's how they got Michael Cohen.
He said you should do something about this.
Yeah, that originated with the Mueller investigation, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Second Circuit panel also rebuffed Trump's claim that the effort by the Manhattan DA to seek information on the profits of Trump-owned businesses around the globe showed that Vance was engaged in a fishing expedition. They don't know that.
Right. They don't know he's engaged. They don't know what he's investigating. So they're saying,
if you want stuff from Scotland, that's too much.
They don't know what he's investigating,
exactly.
though. And how do they know it's not too much?
The court
and
said,
he doesn't have to, he can ask for that, right? That's something.
Yeah. The court said it is neither unusual nor unlawful for grand juries to paint with a broad brush. Especially in complex financial investigations.
Which is this, right?
The mere fact that the subpoena seeks information from a variety of related entities, all owned by the same individual, would not overcome the presumption of validity.
Because the judge looked at this and they said, hey, it's reasonable that you look into this,
right? There is nothing suspect about a grand jury demanding records relating to entities beyond the grand jury's territorial jurisdiction.
Everyone knows that has watched, you know, a season of Law and Order, you will know that. I'm serious. Yeah. You'll know that.
So there you go. So, right. Sure enough, Jay Sekulow, that bastion of jurisprudence.
He's a right-wing nut job, right? A Jesus.
Yeah, he's a
freak.
Jesus. Yeah, he's one of these guys that defends people who...
Trump.
Yeah. We will be filing a stay with the Supreme Court, he said, of course.
Right.
That effort will likely consume at least another week or two, meaning that Vance's office is unlikely to gain the records until just days before the November election. If then.
Well, let's get it.
That would be perfect, though.
Right before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Vance is off, but they won't become public. They'll have to leak.
Well, yeah, okay. That's easy. You just give them to someone and say, here, call the papers and read them this. Send someone this envelope.
The appeals court decision also dismissed Trump's long-held argument that the Vance subpoena was improper because it relied heavily on a nearly identical subpoena issued by the Democrat-led House Oversight Committee.
Jeez.
It was looking for the same shit.
Right.
That doesn't mean anything.
Right.
He's a different entity.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot going on, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot to investigate.
So, there you go. Trump, the appeals court, not being kind to the president today.
There are a lot of people listening that probably voted for Hillary Clinton, and oftentimes you sit there and think, God, I voted for Hillary. Jeez, it would have been different.
Well, I mean.
Would have been a lot different.
Yeah. I'm glad I voted for Hillary, but in California, my vote
didn't matter.
Fuck all.
We got to get rid of that electoral college.
Yes,
that's for slaves. That was to account for slaves.
Mike Pence.
I'm Karen Slave.
Our president, vice president.
Oh yeah, God.
I mean, TikTok. We don't know how Trump's doing.
Check in with Claudia. How? What does she say? Claudia Conway.
I don't think we've heard from Claudia. They may have confiscated again.
Keep on broadcasting there. Good shit.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving and join us on Friday for Faithless. Yay. Friday. We'll detail some more of the cross-shaped incursions into our orifices.
Stick it right in there.
Hashtag where is Trump trending?
Is he laying low?
We haven't seen him, I guess.
All day? Why make him go out to the fucking balcony?
Why is Lex Luthor trending?
He's got COVID.
Oh, it's Jeff Bezos.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Bezos. I see that. It's Jeff Bezos playing with some robot hand stuff. Some creepy robot hand stuff. It's kind of funny. And he's laughing. And they've got pictures of him like going, ha, 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 as he's holding up his hands with the gloves on and the robot hands are doing the same thing. Poor Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yeah. Poor Jeff Bezos.
Poor on his way to 200 billionaire.
God, fuck him. Take his shit. I want those gloves.
Oh, no, wait. He is a 200 billionaire, right?
He is.
He's on his way to trillionaire.
I mean, no one should have that much money.
Correct.
We need to take his shit.
Money.
Yep. And those gloves.
A lot of his income.
Some of that shit,
he'll
too.
Be okay.
Some of that shit. Guess what, rich people? You're not allowed to have homes anymore that are like your spring home. You have a home. Well, you can't have multiple fucking homes.
I'm not in that camp, but there's still a way.
You're not in a
you
camp.
You can take away.
They're in a camp.
You can take away
MAGA.
Significant percentages of their income.
Absolutely.
And reroute it for the good of society.
Yes.
And they will still have multiple houses and multiple boats and stuff like that.
I think that there should be a law that you can't have houses that you just don't live in.
Well, I mean,
people are homeless.
There should be guidelines as to
guidelines.
But if there's guidelines to how rich you can be, that will naturally happen. There's not going to be like that heiress that died a few years ago that had like 20 houses around the world that she literally had not been to in decades.
That's insane.
Because she became a hermit. And for she was like 90 something. And for the last like 30 years, she lived in her apartment in Manhattan, which was like a hospital ward for her. And she had all these houses where they had staff, full-time staff manning the houses, full-time.
How does she have that much money?
Full-time landscape. She inherited it.
That's insane. If somebody has that many houses, then the government comes to them and say, hey.
She was literally an heiress.
You aren't living in 8 of these houses, so we're going to put poor people in 7 of these houses, or 8 of these houses. You can have one house.
She was, the staff supposedly loved her. She was really very nice.
Oh, I bet they never
saw her. She just didn't, no, I mean, the ones that even like lived with her and everything. Yeah. Like, she wasn't some nasty, evil villain. She was just born into that shit.
Yeah, yeah. And just had a fuck ton of.
Right. And they were always like, well, you know, maybe she'll show up this year. I don't know. Let's keep the silver polished.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's a good
that
job.
That makes me crazy. That kind of shit makes me crazy. But if, I mean, if they've got homes that they actually visit.
Dude, if imagine if you're a butler.
Or make them put that shit on Airbnb.
Absolutely. There you go.
For low-income families.
We have a lovely spot for our commie pinko liberal re-education camp this year. Bezos's, you know, spring home in Nantucket, whatever the fuck he is. But Bezos, don't they have like bunkers for the end of the world?
I would assume, yeah.
With food.
Sure. I've got a couple hundred billion. I'll have a bunker.
Right.
Sure.
We got to
I'll make it cool. I'll buy one of those old missile silos, nuclear missile silos. Yeah. Those supposedly make really good bunkers.
Why don't you, yeah.
Pimp that shit out.
Right.
We've got, speaking of, I played Stormy's response to Melania yesterday already.
I am porn hooker. She is porn hooker. Amazing. And nobody knows how Melania is doing.
Stormy said, you stole your pussy and you sold your pussy and your soul.
That's pedophile code.
Pilotless planes set to fly passengers.
That's a drone. Oh, I see. Shit.
Would you get on a plane that has no human flying it?
Is it the first one to do it?
Pilotless passenger planes are planned to fly by 2030.
Okay. No.
One company is promising.
No.
Manufacturer Britton Norman is rolling out their first single piloted aircraft in 5 years.
No.
And hopes to go fully pilot free within a decade.
No. You know why? Because you don't want to do this. You want to wait. And you want to wait for these rich assholes, these companies, these aviation companies to work out the kinks. And then maybe I'll show up.
But they could maybe do it with cargo.
Yeah, okay. I don't give a fuck about that. That's fine. That's actually great. Then you're risking no lives to get people shit somewhere. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I don't know about people, though. I mean, I'm not doing it. I don't give a shit.
So you're not going to do any space tourism? Or... You're not going up to a space station or something? How cool would that be?
Oh, boy. I tell you what. I'm watching that. I'm done watching it. It's so boring. Away with Hillary Swank. And I got to tell you, fuck Mars all fucking day. It sucks. Getting there sucks. Well, the water filtration thing broke. They ran out of water on the way to Mars.
Oh, well, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, you know, oh, God, I'm sorry. If you're don't watch it. Watch something else. Really, find something else to watch.
Are you done with it? Are you not?
I can't.
Are you not going to go back? You're not desperate to find out what happened?
Cheap. They do such cheap things in the story just to make you sad. You know what I mean? Like right before
did they kill off a dog or something?
No. Right before she blasts
off. Spoiler alert.
to go to Mars from the moon, this big thing happens. I mean, I can't. I don't want to her husband, right? Mm-hmm. And so she has to decide, does she want to stay there and help her husband get over this fucking medical thing?
Then we don't have a show. So.
Then we go to Mars.
Right.
You know?
Then it's a different show.
And that was like a whole thing. That's just not like, to me, I don't know. You got to create some drama that's not like, this screw is loose in the water thing and we have to screw it back in, and it's really hard to do because you're out in space.
Well, what kind of drama
do you want? That's boring as shit.
We ran out of creamer for the lattes?
I don't know. You have to create better drama on that show, or people will fall asleep when they're watching.
The left can't handle simple science. What do you want me to tell you? His genetics are better than most of yours. Most of you guys look like gargoyles that came out of some post-apocalyptic fucking radioactive fallout movie. And your president, the golden-haired fucking Adonis that he is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I want a hand check on... No, I don't, actually, on Dilly. Squirt, looks like he's squirt. Glazing donuts.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Well, simple science. What do you want me to tell you? His genetics are better than most of yours. Most of you guys look like gargoyles that came out of some post-apocalyptic fucking radioactive fallout movie. And your president, the golden-haired fucking Adonis that he is, stands a healthy 6'3", 230 pounds.
I
saw it's 330.
It was 239 and it's 6'2".
He's 6'3", 230 pounds, beefcake, smart as shit, 160 IQ.
Hold on.
I saw.
Hold the phone.
Someone is saying what that he evidence in the hospital.
Do we have
330?
Okay. What evidence do we have of a 160 IQ on Trump?
I don't know.
160 what?
Well, get a demon semen points? Sample. I don't know.
On what scale? 160 IQ.
The fascist fuckhead rapist scale. I don't know. The Nazi scale.
Where could that have come from?
I'm going to say that's...
That's a specific number.
Right. Maybe, I don't know, some weird website has it.
They're probably like, they determined somehow.
Maybe they say this on one of those weird campaign emails.
Maybe God told the Mark Taylor.
Oh, yes.
Trump has a...
Trump is 160 IQ.
A score over 160 is considered genius. Well, it depends.
Shit, yes.
Depends on the test, but yeah, I guess.
Fuck
yeah.
You.
So there you go.
Wow. That's
most people fall within the 85 to 114 range.
But not Trump. He's a genius. Do you really think he's 160?
Any score over 140 is considered high IQ.
Do you
a
think
score
he's...
over 160 is considered a genius?
Do you think he's 160?
No. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Wow.
And suggest that Donald Trump is not a 160
but
IQ.
He's our president.
Sure.
Being Adonis that he is, stands a healthy 6'3", 230 pounds, beefcake, smart as shit, 160 IQ, worth billions of dollars with a supermodel wife that's 30 years his fucking junior, and gorgeous children. Eric Trump is standing at a 6'4". Fucking Don Jr. 6'2".
Oh my God, he better slow down. He's going to lose consciousness.
Standing at a
6'4". Semen loss?
Yeah.
Fucking Don Jr. 6'2". Barron's like 7.
You look like a dried old husk, like a body that's been in the desert for 6 months.
You know, even for right-wing nut jobs, this is exquisitely crazy.
6'2". Barron's like 7 feet tall and he's 14 years old. Yeah, you dumbasses. That's called God-tier genetics. Phenomenal fucking genetics.
Oh my God.
Good Lord, dude. He's telling me, he's saying God tier.
I'm embarrassed for him.
God tier genetics. And you look at Eric. What is your God?
Just because he's tall.
What God?
Because he's tall.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe there's a God that looks like that. Kind of, I don't know. That face. God tier.
Brendan Dilley, everyone.
Take a bow, Brendan. That was good. That was really good.
You go to Twitter right now, and what's trending right now is...
You go to Twitter right now, Christ. What's trending right now is... This is Liz Crokin, everybody. QAnon.
Yes.
You go to Twitter right now, and what's trending right now is... hashtag staged, okay? So all these liberals are claiming that President Trump staged the photos that just came out of him from Walter Reed Hospital. Well, you could argue that's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
you could argue that's a conspiracy theory.
Not when they have the exit data on the actual pictures themselves that show that it's that they're 10 minutes apart. See, here's the difference. We've got a little evidence.
Oh.
If they hadn't found those,
shit.
If they hadn't found that EXIF data on those two photos, we would have thought, well, first of all, we would have known it's bullshit because it's Trump. But we would have still been able to zoom in and see that the paper's blank. that he's signing.
But you have the information.
But yeah, now we have the EXIF data that shows that they were literally taken 10 minutes apart.
You have the evidence!
That's the difference. Okay?
These fuckheads don't care. These whiny little fascist babies.
That's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got those lips. You own those lips. You fucking body flammed them right there.
Fuck that, Kevin.
This is a, I don't know what meeting of the mindless. It's a four-person Zoom call. I don't know who these other people are.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
You could argue that's a conspiracy theory. So here's the deal. If you're going to take people off that are spreading conspiracy theories, then you have to do it for everyone.
So this is, she's pissed that she got taken off of social media.
Oh, shit.
Because of her conspiracy theories, because of Q stuff.
Right. They
got, she got booted. Listen, so she's saying, why don't they take off everybody that was saying
they decided to get rid of QAnon people because the shit they believe in is right. co-opted by crazy violent people.
Right.
And now you're off a platform.
And none of us are storming Walter Reed to grab the papers to prove that Trump faked his bullshit.
No, you're just saying what they found out the papers were fake and they put the story out there because we have a free press and you're allowed to do shit like that.
Right.
And that is right. So you can keep checks on people like this tyrant. Because otherwise, people might think everything's normal if we don't see
Yeah. And our evidence is a little stronger than some asshole posting on 4chan.
That's right. Yes.
Shocker.
Off that are spreading conspiracy theories, then you have to do it for everyone. It has to be fair. You know, I wouldn't have a problem with a platform that said anyone that, you know.
Lie. Lie. If it was fair, if it was just fair. And anyone who had conspiracy theories wasn't allowed.
She's kind of trying to make everyone think there's empathy somewhere involved here.
Oh,
fuck you.
With a platform that said anyone that, you know, promotes anything that's deemed a conspiracy.
What about Parler? I thought they pry apart their zit riddled thighs for you.
Zit riddled.
And Gab, I thought that was going to be the place to go where all the conservatives go be themselves.
Here's the problem. No one's there.
Right.
And there's no traffic driven from there.
Right. And the Russian bots don't bother amplifying your bullshit because they're
useless.
They know that it's just a giant circle jerk and they don't care about you.
Yep. Ouch. Jeez.
Conspiracy theory has to be taken off. Fine. Then that rule has to apply for everyone. Anyone that talks about Bigfoot.
Listen, lunatic, it doesn't have to apply to everyone because Facebook is private.
Yeah, and again, no one's shooting up a pizza store because they think they're harboring Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
For everyone. Anyone that talks about Bigfoot, anyone that talks about aliens, anyone that talks about a staged photo op. But they don't do that. You know, they don't level the playing field. It's you know, the rules don't apply to liberals. They only apply to conservatives and people telling the truth. You know, but it's just ironic that they call me and they call conservatives conspiracy.
That's not ironic.
I mean, it's
moronic.
It's ironic that a conspiracy theorist person is calling.
Right.
I mean, is there irony there?
You know, but it's just ironic that they call me and they call conservatives conspiracy theorists. And here, what's the number one trend right now on Twitter is President Trump staged a photo op. You know, so it's like they're allowed to be conspiracy theorists. They're allowed to question the narrative, but we're not.
Fuck you.
Just perpetual. Well, I mean, they're professional and perpetual victims.
Suck a dick, man. So
they're going to find victimhood in everything,
though. They're saying if you question something that's obviously bullshit, you are a conspiracy theorist. Like,
she's saying it's not fair that her QAnon bullshit isn't allowed, but somebody can say that Bigfoot exists.
Or someone can say that the president was not really writing.
Right.
That his papers are blank. You can't say that either.
It's a false equivalency.
Just, you are promoting some whacked out, I don't even know what QAnon is. It's a whacked out religion, whatever the fuck.
And we have evidence that people have gotten violent.
Over this QAnon bullshit. Yes. And this is a private platform. If Jeff, who owns this? Zuckerfuck?
What are we talking about? Facebook?
Zuckerfuck wakes up in the morning and decides, I don't want QAnon on my fucking platform, then he doesn't have to have it. That's Zuckerfucks. We're coming for his shit too. Everyone's shit.
Not really.
Sorry, Zuckerfuck. No, not really. But, you know.
We've got...
in an ideal world. What's up?
Sometimes technology is not a good thing.
Okay. Shit.
A security flaw in an internet-connected...
Yay!
male chastity device could allow hackers to remotely lock it, leaving users trapped.
Your dick's been locked! Lock that dick! Pedophile code!
The cellmate...
oh, shit.
Produced by Chinese firm...
Lock that
Q-I-U-I.
Right. Cock lock.
is a cover that clamps on the base of the male genitals with a hardened steel ring and does not have a physical key or manual override.
Yeah, you see that. You might want to look into that.
Yeah.
Cock lock.
The locking mechanism is controlled with a smartphone.
Oh, shit.
Via Bluetooth.
Uh-huh.
Marketed as both an anti-cheating and a submission sex play device.
Shit, man. It's Bluetooth isn't picking up my cock lock.
But security researchers have found multiple flaws.
I can't remember my password.
We discovered remote attackers could prevent the Bluetooth lock from being opened, permanently locking the user in the device.
You cannot try to re-enter your password for another 48 hours.
An angle grinder or other suitable heavy tool would then be required to cut the wearer free. It's tempered steel.
Yes. Oh, it's a cock lock. It's a cock lock.
It is.
What's the point of a cock lock if you can get your cock out of there without the code?
Well, you kind of want to get out eventually.
That's what I'm saying, though. But if you have that cock lock, there's a reason you're in there.
Okay. But you probably, the reason is consensual and you are anticipating not being cock locked at some future point in time.
Right, right.
Without having an angle grinder zipping around down by your willy.
What's your email address? We're going to reset your password.
Yeah, imagine if it's
please enter
working.
The 4-digit token code.
Let's see.
What's your PIN number?
They found other security flaws in the cellmate listed for $189.
Damn! Whoa, shit!
That could also expose sensitive user information.
Oh, yes. Cock code.
Such as names, phone numbers, birthdays, and location data. So there's a guy over there wearing a lock on his cock.
I'm going to need that penal data scrubbed. Cock lock. Shit. I mean, can you swim with it on? I mean, in the summer months, you know, especially in Florida, people do a lot of water activities. There's skiing. There's water skiing. There's water polo, they're swimming, just straight up swimming or tubing. I mean, can you get the cock lock wet?
I would assume probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Smart sex toys and devices are among the wave of new Internet of Things products and appliances introduced in recent years that are online and capable of being operated remotely.
Oh, yeah.
The connectivity has also made them vulnerable to security breaches and privacy violations.
Privacy?
Like that fucking ring.
Oh, me privacy
doorbell bullshit.
Cock block. Oh yeah, can the iRing talk to the cock lock?
Apparently not. Please come to my door.
I've made contact with your penile restriction module.
So there you go. The security breach in a cock lock.
Big cock locks!
That may stick you in there. And no safe word for you.
Siri, please unlock my cock lock.
Technology.
I mean, can you unlock it orally? Can you unlock penal restriction device with
no, that's the whole point.
Oral demands, oral commands.
like hey Siri or Alexa.
Hey Siri, Alexa, unlock my dick. I don't understand.
We've got, where is that?
Is Donald in a cock lock? Does Melania keep Donald in a cock lock? She didn't give a shit. I don't care.
Other way around.
Yeah.
She's locking her doors.
Yeah. Vaginal blockage.
Oh, there's a story. This is the New York Times.
Pedophile code.
President Donald Trump spent 3 days in hospital.
Hello?
He arrived, left by helicopter. He received multiple coronavirus tests, oxygen, steroids, and experimental antibody treatment.
Yay!
For someone who isn't president, that would have cost more than $100,000
damn!
In the American health system.
Oh, shit!
Patients could face significant surprise bills
yes.
and medical debt. Even after their health insurance, in I'll put it in quotes, paid its share.
You know,
and because some of the treatments were experimental, they may not pay for that.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, on Facebook.com/crabdiving, I shared a bunch of pictures, and it was talking about how someone in America, they were over in Iceland, and they needed a bump looked at on their body because they're worried it could be cancer. And I think it took one day for them to go to the cancer center, get a test, get a biopsy, get the results, and find out they didn't have cancer. And then comparing it to the process we have in this country.
And it probably cost them $50.
Yeah.
Even as non-residents.
They're like, oh, they were at a doctor and they said, oh, you've got a bump. You need to go to the cancer center. And they're like, well, okay, how do I get a referral for that? And the doctor's like, what are you talking about? Right. And she literally opens the door. So the cancer center is right down there. Take this paper and they'll look at your bump. That's it.
All right.
I'd move to Iceland.
Oh.
You would or you would
no,
not?
No, I don't think
Why?
So. I'm done with cold.
Oh yeah. I bet they don't have any coronavirus. I bet they don't.
I bet they do.
No.
I'll bet they got COVID somehow.
You know what? I bet. I bet you can't. I bet it's hard as fuck to immigrate into New Zealand. They're not letting, especially
oh, New Zealand. American. You mean Iceland?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. New Zealand.
New Zealand too. They did kind of get a handle on it. On it.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to Louisiana and parts of Texas. We think this latest hurricane is actually not coming at us.
Yes.
That we were in the cone for a while. It has moved. Decidedly west.
Yes.
But, you know, they had one not that long ago themselves. So I know how they feel.
Yeah. I mean, why did all the storms seem to hit Louisiana?
It's kind of smack dab right there in the middle.
Yeah. There must be something we can do about these storms. Do you know what I mean? Like
nuke them?
No. I mean, you can't just cool that ocean down. You can't cool that ocean down.
Ice cubes. So there you go. Trump's just what Trump had would have cost at least $100,000.
Right. Shit.
For normal people.
Well.
And would they even have access to that?
And did it work?
Well, you know, we don't know.
He's not dead.
We don't
right?
know. Well, he's not dead. We don't think.
We haven't seen him.
But he definitely isn't out. Out and about. And they say when those steroids wear off, when the course of steroids, that he's going to get sick.
Then why not give him more?
Well, because he can only do so much.
Why?
Because steroids are bad for you.
They make you better.
Not always. They can make you worse eventually.
I'm just saying if you take one course and they make him better, then you take another course.
I had steroid shots in my knee twice throughout my tennis career. And they were fucking amazing. I limped into the clinic and I like ran out. It was literally that quick of a difference. Yeah. It's not fun watching a cartoonishly giant syringe.
No.
Being jammed into your knee.
You shouldn't make you watch that shit.
I asked to.
That's so fucked up.
Because that doesn't bother me. It was a little weird because, you know, once they sink it in there, then they pull it out a little and just move it around a little. And then I'm like,
fuck with you.
That's not supposed to be happening. But,
no, stop it. Was he drunk?
Was she drunk? Not.
Okay.
No, she was a very good orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah. Like, why are you doing that though? Why are you wiggling it around?
To move it around, to put the steroid in different parts of the joint.
They were supposed
to. That are inflamed. Yeah.
Right. Right.
So, those aren't systemic steroids. I mean, I didn't, you know, I wasn't euphoric for 3 days then crashed or anything. I just went out and played tennis. But they told me, they're like, you know, you're done after two probably, because after that it starts eating away at the tissue.
Oh shit, that sucks.
And does the opposite of what is optimal.
Right, right. So that's why. Okay.
And the other one I had surgery in.
So that's why. Okay.
The other knee.
Right, right. So Trump can't have more steroids.
Well, there's only, you know, I would think a number of times you can take them.
Yeah.
I guess I would assume.
Is he going to survive this?
TBD. Herman Cain, you remember, was like, oh, I got better. I'm feeling better.
Shucky ducky.
Yeah. And then not so much. And he might have gotten the same kind of shit. He probably might have got steroids early. He might have got remdesivir or whatever.
He probably got good treatment. He's Herman fucking Cain.
And had a little bit of an improvement in symptoms, but the COVID was still raging and ended up succumbing to it.
There was a breakout, a flare up because of that event, right?
Did they trace? I don't know if I ever heard that they actually traced
these guys. They're never,
well, they don't do the tracing is the problem. They've already said they're not contact tracing with Trump.
What I don't understand about people that still support Trump is that if you want to live in a world where there is less COVID and we will better be able to manage COVID, it's not going to be with this guy. Look at the White House.
Well, I believe that's what the people are finally realizing.
They can't even do it.
Well, right.
Does it? What's going on at the White House makes me even more nervous to go out in public. Is that insane? It's how I feel.
Yeah.
Because I think,
especially here, because nobody's buying it. They didn't buy it before that it was occurring.
What about all the people? We're still getting, you know, like 39 to 45 cases a day here in Escambia. New cases. I mean, that's a lot.
Tomorrow, tune in. We'll have highlights from the moob slapping that Mike Pence is going to receive tonight.
Did you see the GIF I put on our crab diving story on Facebook? You see that? Kamala getting off the airplane.
No, Oh, fuck. Badass.
She's going to fuck him up.
I really don't know if he's capable.
He's not.
Of debating her. I mean, I just don't know where he's going to go. He's just going to be the victim. Oh, he's going to be so upset. And look at the angry black woman. And oh, it's so uncouth. You know, I mean, I just think that's who he is.
What does he know about? That's the thing with me, with him.
Do you remember that firestorm of a debate between him and Tim Kaine?
I don't.
Exactly.
I honestly don't remember that.
But I think he's going to have his ass.
Why didn't Hillary pick Kamala?
She was a prosecutor. She was a prosecutor.
Why didn't Hillary pick Kamala Harris to be her running mate? In 2016.
Because she listened to dumb old people.
We got to stop doing that.
Seriously. I mean, she should have listened to Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
He was the one who said, why aren't you going to Michigan? Why aren't you going to Ohio? And they're like, we don't need to. They love us already.
You know what?
Let's see how that ended up.
Everybody, listen, Clinton had issues with his White House, right? You know.
Sure, jizzy issues.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen. But he did win twice.
Impropriety.
Why wouldn't you listen to him? Why wouldn't she listen to him about that?
There were other people that she was listening to. Who were wrong.
Yeah. And also they cheated. The other side cheated. We can't forget that. They fucking cheated.
Good news?
Yes.
Following the debate the other day, South Carolina's Senate race is now moved to a toss-up.
Oh, shit! Damn! Oh, fuck.
One South Carolina Republican strategist even says it's a jump ball at this point.
Oh, shit.
Jamie's peaking exactly the right time, and he has a deluge of money.
Peek over here.
Even Democrats in and outside of the Palmetto State are surprised such a typically red state is truly in play.
Well, why are you surprised, though? Because Jamie Harrison can talk. He can speak, and he's very good.
He's not an asshole. He's not evil.
He comes off like a person. And I'm sorry, Lindsey Graham just doesn't. Not lately.
He also kept the tone of the race surprisingly not real nasty.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Forcing Graham to not go fully into asshole level.
What it feels like, this is the vibe I'm getting off Lindsey Graham. He's done. He's tired of this, and he's miserable, and he wants to go away. Don't you think? Do you think he really wants to be?
He didn't seem like his heart was really in it at the debate either.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well.
I don't think I think a lot of these Republicans are not having good times, and they want to go.
We'll see. If you're in South Carolina, vote, vote, vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vote for Jamie.
Yay.
Get out in early if you can. Woo. Because the Republicans there are going to make it fucking hard for you, as hard as they can on election night. They're going to close polling places in Democrat areas. They're going to do all the shenanigans they can. We really are going to have to fight to vote this time.
The thing in Harris County in Texas where there's only one place to drop off your ballots
and don't pay attention to the polls. Yeah, well, they're suing the fuck out of him. The governor there who pulled that bullshit,
right? Abbott.
But we're gonna ignore the polls that where Biden is kicking ass. Pretend like it's not happening.
Ignore this poll
and get the fuck out and vote at all costs.
Right,
or vote from home.
Yes,
if you vote by mail, make sure you can verify it with online or via email or whatever, et cetera. And follow the directions. Sometimes they have ridiculous, stupid little hoops you got to jump through.
Oh, God, dude.
Like your privacy
fucked.
Screen.
No.
And it has to be signed. And now in South Carolina, they upheld the law that said you have to have a witness watch you sign.
That's crazy.
And if that's not filled out correctly, they toss you your ballot.
Oh, okay.
So make sure you follow all the hoops they make you jump through.
Yes. And yes, follow. That makes me so nervous. So many people can't follow directions. You notice that?
Well, yeah. So the debate is after, I think it's right after our show.
Yeah.
Here live.
Right. He's off on the toke less, read those directions.
Right. At least lay off for, enough time
day,
for you to get your ballot in.
Just a little bit.
That's all that we care about.
Yeah. I mean, the world's fucked up. I get it.
It's pretty fucky
so
right now.
So fucked up.
But, I mean, South Carolina's in play.
That's great.
I mean, all these states. Montana. Alaska. The Alaskan seat we didn't expect.
Oh, yeah.
Is in play,
right?
Texas is their Biden's people are rerouting money to Texas now.
That's
because
crazy.
They think it's in play,
right?
If he loses Texas,
that's pedophile code.
That would be pretty fucking cool.
Damn!
It's pedophile cult. What?
I'm just laughing about pedophile code. Is it somebody thought there was a child's face in the ice?
No, it's
the Pop-Tart?
Swirl. They have symbols. Like if you see a triangle somewhere, it's like that's pedophile code.
Then what do I do?
They like little girls that are blind.
If so, then what? I find this pedophile code. Then what do I do?
You get an AK-47 and you shoot up the place to save the children.
Because of a Pop-Tart?
It's because the voices are telling you. Because that idiot I played yesterday.
That's pedophile code.
And I didn't even play all of it. She goes on for forever.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to talk about.
She goes on forever.
Must be fun to go to the store with that person. Just everything on the shelf. Granola bars.
Let's see. We've got again. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Damn it. Didn't work.
Pants.
It's our vice president, y'all.
Right.
This is this woman speaks for us all.
Yes.
This is a neighbor,
thank you.
An older neighbor yelling out to the street at her other neighbor that she really likes. And she kind of sums this all our situation up for many of us.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play it not on mute.
Okay.
We'll try that.
I want you to know that I miss you and I love you. Can't wait for this shit show to be over.
She's standing on her stoop and she's got a megaphone.
Who is she talking
to? And she's to her neighbors that she loves that always would come over and say hi to her and talk to her.
I just want you to know that I miss you and I love you. Can't wait for this shit show to be over so that I can touch people, drink with people, and have the best life ever.
It's you too, Tracy.
That's Tracy. We all miss you, Tracy. We all want to have a drink with you.
Yeah!
And we all can't wait for this shit show to be over either.
Yeah, I mean, nobody... Stay home if you can. It'll be over sooner, right?
Yeah, and wear fucking masks, you babies. Wear a mask. It's really simple.
This country is full of fucking cunts. It's this, I don't know what this is, this individualism we have.
But it's fake. The ones that are individualistic are the most authoritarian bootlicker types that are out there. They love them some Trump.
Yeah. Oh,
this is a group of Hasidic Jews in New York setting fire to a pile of masks in the middle of the street.
Why?
In protest of imposed lockdown restrictions in areas of New York because guess what? The fucking COVID is surging in areas.
God, Cuomo must be pissed as fuck. This is dumb. What is it about your fucking God that makes you think you need to burn your fucking mask and breathe on people give people COVID?
Well, religion again.
God.
Religion again.
Shove it up your asshole and not up mine.
We don't have to abide by your laws.
See, you believe in stuff in the sky. You're talking about science here. We don't want... You gotta stop the spread of this shit. So this lady can put down her megaphone and hang out with her fucking neighbors. Don't burn your mask. That's stupid.
But my freedoms.
It's amazing. Now that not only these people, they're breathing out droplets into the air. They're excited. They're screaming. Now they started a fire. Now there's just a fire somewhere. They're not helping.
No.
They're not helping, you motherfuckers.
They're not helping.
Stop with your religion. It's insane.
They're really not helping.
It's mental illness, and people around you are enabling you. It's sad.
We do have elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
God, I thought I had. I'm having
oh shit, my computer issues.
A little.
God damn it.
Trackstar makes world record 61-inch vertical jump. Holy
Jesus
shit.
Jesus Christ.
Vertical jump.
61 inches?
Mm-hmm.
How many feet is that?
5'1", isn't it? Shit. Just a vertical?
That's like...
yeah, straight up and over. That was a big jump. Fascinating.
As did a foot. That's crazy. How do you do that? How do you even practice for that? That's an odd thing. That's an odd skill to have.
I think you jump a lot.
But do you use it?
He's a track guy, so he, yeah. That's what kind of, it's his vibe. Mm. Right?
Right, absolutely. I guess he's into parkour. That would seem like.
I mean, maybe.
I knew a guy that parkoured.
Oh, really?
Dumb fuck.
I mean, it looks great until
you're not parkouring. Until you're drunk.
Until you get a little fail.
Yeah, it's the point of it, right? I mean, you really can't. It's not the Matrix. You can't run up a fucking wall.
So I just wanted to share my experience with you, what it's been like being an unmasked individual in Johnson County this summer. I could say a lot about my time in Johnson County this summer, not wearing a mask, which is my choice as a free individual.
Fuck you.
But I'll boil it down to one point, which is discrimination.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, poor yes. Karen. This is a white woman who's being discriminated against because in her county, she's not wearing her mask.
Let me give you a fucking a comparison. What if this person was walking around going pow, 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 just shooting a gun
with their fingers saying pow,
pow
to
pow.
People?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. This gun, this bullets flying out of her fucking mouth. Deadly bullets. Like the virus.
Yeah.
You would do something about it. That's why we're stupid.
Is she shooting black people?
I don't know. Probably. Probably.
I'll boil it down to one point, which is discrimination. It has nothing to do with a virus. And it has everything to do with how we treat one another.
Oh. Is that irony?
Yeah, it's...
Because... We ask you to wear a mask so that we don't kill one another. That's kind of having feelings for one another, wishing that you're not spreading a virus that you're not sure if you have or not.
You know, every time I go somewhere, if you go somewhere like a grocery store with a fucking Circle K, it's like every second you're in a place, you are aware of it. You know?
Where there's no masks and shit going on.
Now there is no mask going on. A lot of these places, people just don't, you know, it's crazy.
Right? Because Ron DeSantis told us that it's okay.
I think he said that people can't even enforce that, that you're not allowed to enforce that or something.
Brother.
God damn. Our society, this virus, in the worst way, is perfect for us. It feeds on every nasty fucking societal thing we have.
Or, I mean, it just fits into.
Yeah.
It's a symptom. It's a product of our nasty shit situation.
Definitely.
I am discriminated against every single day in my county now. Sometimes multiple times a day.
How does it feel? Says every black and brown person in this fucking country. Every LGBT person. How does it feel?
You're wearing a... And also, the thing is, though, that what she doesn't understand is the mask protects her as well.
Right, right.
It protects other people and you. And if everyone wears a mask, we will have less virus. You asshole!
I'm counting now. Sometimes multiple times a day.
Multiple.
I'm told, stand back. Stand back.
Yeah, spreader.
You don't care about other people. You can't come in here. Ma'am, excuse me, ma'am. You have to wear a mask.
I'm sorry.
Best one, leave.
Yeah, but she's not wearing a mask, by the way.
Is she doing a one-person play?
She is. She's changing characters.
You are a maniac.
Ma'am, excuse me, ma'am. You have to wear a mask.
Go fuck yourself.
And the best one, leave.
Yeah.
We agree that's the best one. We all want you to leave.
I got to tell you something. My critique is these pauses that you're taking in between the text, that these horrible lines you've written.
Oh, this is written down. Yeah, she's
You wrote this down. You wrote this down. She wrote this down.
She's reading from
that notes, is yeah. tragic that you would actually write this shit and say it. You thought about this before you said it. That is just that you are so it's.
We are treated worse than second class citizens.
Okay.
We're treated like we're not even human, let alone someone's fellow American.
I can't stand it. I really can't stand it.
You racist asshole. All you have to do is wear a mask.
We're not even treated like we're human.
You know, people get sick, and sometimes they have to get blasted with radiation. And sometimes people have to have a crazy fucking surgery. And sometimes, you know, you're falling off a mountain and somebody's got to fucking fly a helicopter to save your ass. And you're getting attacked by a shark and somebody has to jump in the water. All you have to do is wear a mask. This is all you have to do.
I'm discriminated against every day.
Yeah. But you feel that way. The thing is, though, you feel that way because you're incredibly stupid.
It's America and I'm white. And it's not supposed to happen to me.
Is there any way you could just go away somewhere and read some books and then come out of your cave? Come out of your punishment cave when you're evolved. We have to send people like this to punishment caves.
We're treated like we're not
caves.
Even human, let alone someone's fellow American. I'll just tell you an example yesterday.
Yeah, snap it up a little bit.
I'll share an example with you.
From pretty much every day, but...
Let's click it up to 45 RPM, can we?
I'm going to tell an example.
I went to mail a package at my local FedEx Kinko's. Walk in, set the package down on the counter, politely ask for a scan and a receipt. Stand back. Get back. Right there. Move. Stand back. Move. Move back. Purple dot on the ground. Stand on the purple dot.
Now listen. Now this is better. She's doing better. This section is far more interesting.
She felt it better. She rehearsed that part more, yeah.
Okay. So I did. Scan the package and the receipt. Didn't put the receipt on the same counter that I put the package on, but put it over to the side.
Okay.
So I had to walk around.
Yeah, because they don't want to be near your COVID face, you asshole.
And they're dealing... You're not the first fuckhead they've dealt with today, I bet you. I bet you you're not the only asshole they deal with. Right?
Oh, yeah.
All
Didn't
day.
Didn't put the receipt on the same counter.
For $10 an hour at Kinko's.
My God. So it's not like just this person is exposing them to the virus. It's every other dickhead that is like this person.
Didn't put the receipt on the same counter that I put the package on, but put it over to the side. So I had to walk around the counter as to avoid him as he retreated from his register as I approached, like I'm some sort of diseased leper.
Oh, fuck you.
And this is our community now.
Yeah.
This is the division that has been created by you guys allowing these
mask restrictions.
There are some people on the planet that want to take care of their fellow human being, and there's some people on the planet that can give a shit. I think that's it. I think we discovered who this fuckhead is. But maybe see here. I had to walk.
Such a victim. Such a victim.
They don't want you near them. How do you explain that to somebody? It's not you. It's the fact that there's droplets. This virus ejaculating out of your fucking mouth and your ears and your nose all the fucking time.
Right. And you may not get sick. You may not get sick. You may not even realize you have it and are spreading it.
Yes.
But the tiny bit of inconvenience to your face is too much to ask.
And just think about what it would mean to these people working there that have to deal with 10 people like you a week. I have no idea what it's like. It's probably low.
Yeah.
That would make it a lot safer. What is, you know, you saw, we saw tons of people that beat these BLM protests, right?
Yes.
Where's all the virus? Where's all the spread from those? Where are all the flare-ups? People wore masks.
Yeah.
And they were safe.
Bike pants.
Pedophile codes.
It's getting excited for the evening, for the, yes, the for what's to come.
Wait. What's Kamala doing right now? Is she on the elliptical or is she at the pistol range?
God, I don't think she gives a shit.
She's smoking a fatty.
We've got God, Fox and Friends was upset this morning about, yes, Trump with the stimulus bullshit, where last night, I think during the show, he tweeted that he was done with, I've given up. I don't want them working on stimulus anymore.
Right.
He was done. But then later in the, and then the markets plummeted.
Yes.
And then later in the evening, he's like, we really need a stimulus.
You know, there's just not a lot of governing going on. There's a guy saying no. And then later on in the day, he says yes. And then who knows what he's going to tweet out tomorrow morning.
Well, he's more out of his mind than ever because he's drugged out of his mind more than ever.
Okay.
Not the drugs he usually is drugged out of his mind.
Why is power not transferred over to Mike Pence?
Oh, God.
Isn't that how we keep from getting, you know, lost in a fuckdom of fuckitude if something bad happens? I mean, what keeps us from floating into the abyss? Goodbye, America. It was fun while it
Isn't
lasted.
Isn't that floating into the abyss? Mike Pence in charge?
I don't know. That's a good point, too. I don't know.
Creepy. I'm sure Bill Barr was going to be a lump in the bar pants.
That's so horrible.
If Mike Pence is made, some crystal loon is made president.
It just feels like there can't be, the earth.
Because Trump is just a transactional Christian. He just wants their votes. He doesn't give fuck all care. If Stormy got pregnant, he would be he would have Cohen knock her in the head, throw her in a wheelbarrow, and drag her to a Planned Parenthood.
Oh, absolutely.
To
I thought you were just gonna say, yeah, sure.
To
absolutely
to abort.
Yes, he would abort bigly.
Pence is a real believer.
Yeah. He's wacko.
Mike Pence.
Yeah, he's probably right now. Mother has me in the nut vice.
Oh, yeah, he's being pre-debate right. Flagellated.
Yes, I'm meditating.
We've got the rest of the world. We know we're not going to join this, but
yes.
Other companies, countries, France, Germany, are now seeking sanctions.
Yes.
To Russia for the poisoning of Alexei Navalny.
Okay. Well.
Germany and France directly accused Russia today of involvement and responsibility in the poisoning.
Right.
Of Putin opponent, Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny.
Involvement and responsibility.
And so they are seeking EU sanctions over the case.
Is that going to bother Schindler? Well, he won't know. He's on drugs.
I don't know. I haven't seen the evidence. I have to see the evidence. I don't know. Russia says they didn't do it.
I've got this little Bluetooth soccer ball that Vlad gave me. It vibrates when I'm supposed to do something.
Russia quickly hit back that the accusations are unacceptable and blackmail.
They know you did it, though. They know. There's evidence that they did it, right?
The EU has repeatedly asked Moscow to shed light on the poisoning, which took place on Russian soil, but no credible explanation has been provided, says a statement, joint statement from the French and the Germans.
Wait, when our government found out that MBS had murdered that journalist, then America did, we took action, right? We took action against the Saudis, did we?
I sold them $100 billion of arms. I was so angry with them. I made an arms deal with them.
How is this different from that? This guy's a journalist, right?
Navalny? No, he's a opposition leader.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
A dissident.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this isn't a lot different, though, right? I mean, it's a totalitarian government
yeah.
doing some totalitarian shit. And so obviously we will condemn them too. I mean, We stand with the EU against this bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. Don't we?
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova. Zakharova. Possibly Zakharova. Depending, I forget where the accent goes.
Oh, the omelette.
Said the declaration of the two ministers unacceptable in content and tone, signals Paris and Berlin's categorical lack of desire to consider the facts.
The facts.
Blah, 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 blah.
The
blah,
facts
blah,
that,
blah,
that
blah,
Russia
blah.
Did it.
It comes a day after the UN's chemical weapons watchdog confirmed Germany, France, and Sweden's findings that the Russian opposition leader was poisoned by a nerve agent from the Soviet-developed Novichok family.
Damn! Well,
so there you go.
That's the verdict.
The German Foreign Minister, Heiko Maas.
Yes.
M-A-A-S, Maas.
Was it deployed through an umbrella, the poison?
Said the tea, they thought.
Oh, really?
I thought they said maybe. Set the stage for the move, telling German lawmakers sanctions against Russia would be unavoidable unless Moscow clears up the case.
Right. Oh, shit.
Navalny was medically evacuated to Germany in late August after falling ill on a plane, spent several days in a Siberian hospital where they were like, no, he's not poison. He's not poison. We do tests. He's not poison.
That sounds like fun.
He had gas, bad gas right, on right. plane. He was discharged, he's out, just after a month in the Berlin hospital. Has vowed to return to Russia.
No. Don't do that.
And resume his opposition campaign when he's fully recovered.
That's such a bad idea, don't you think? I mean, fuck that, dude.
He's a brave dude.
You know, Russia doesn't fuck around. You know what I mean? And why would you fuck with Vladimir Putin? It's not like... No one's looking out for you, right? I mean, at least here, someone will pretend to have an investigation and sort of look into things.
The case has plunged Russia's relations with Germany into a new low following just a year after a murder in central Berlin in a park the German prosecutors say was ordered by Moscow.
That's some spy shit.
The trial of a Russian suspect in the killing opens today, in fact.
Oh, shit.
The brazen murder in the heart of the German capital appeared to be a tipping point for Chancellor Angela Merkel, who said in May the killing disrupts a cooperation of trust between Berlin and Moscow. Remember, they've got a huge, giant deal coming up for gas. Like, they were switching.
Oh, that's right.
They were switching to Russian natural gas or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, here it is. With tensions running so high, calls have grown for Berlin to scrap the controversial 10 billion euro pipeline project, which is set to double Russian natural gas shipments to Germany.
Well, damn. Y'all shouldn't have poisoned him. You should have thought of that, right? That deal will go through, don't you think?
Navalny, 44, is recovering in Berlin, has also urged the EU to take action, including entry bans against key figures in her backing Putin's government.
Yes.
He took in an interview, he took aim directly at Valery Gergiev, chief conductor at the Munich Philharmonic, citing the musician as someone who should be held to account for his unapologetic backing of Putin.
Shit. This is a crazy story.
Navalny said, he's the perfect example. Such people must be put under pressure. People like him must be slapped with entry bans. So you know what? 99% of Russians would welcome that.
Yeah. Shit. It's crazy.
Oligarchs, high-ranking officials, Putin's closest circles, he says, should be sanctioned the fuck out of them. I'm paraphrasing.
I mean, if they're an oligarch and they have, like, investments outside of Russia
and ban them from traveling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay out. You're not allowed in the country.
No shit. Like they can't even like, they can't leave Russia. That would suck.
They may be able to leave Russia, but they can't come to the EU.
Yeah. But they can go to Saudi Arabia.
Probably.
They can go to plenty of places.
Yeah. China. I don't know about China. North Korea is lovely this time of year, right here.
Yeah, hey, listen.
You can check that out.
If everybody stays home and they don't vote, well, they could maybe come here.
So France and Germany, the new adults in the world,
right?
Are they've been upset about this kind of shit.
I mean,
yeah, we were almost at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
American was.
It's hard to imagine like an adult party electing Ronald Reagan, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. If you think about
that. Well, definitely
that,
Trump.
I mean, yeah, definitely Trump. But yeah, you're...
I mean, it was the same bullshit actor. With Reagan.
He's an actor.
The blacks are coming. They're all on welfare. They're yeah. eating lobster and driving Mercedes on welfare.
Yeah, the war on drugs. It's crazy.
There's a new study that says that... this is CNBC.
Yes.
That unemployment with Trump calling off these negotiations, but then he did.
Yes. He's very coy.
Calling off the negotiations till after the election means millions of unemployed workers likely won't get any weekly boost in benefit for several months.
Oh, shit.
The $600 a week supplement expired in July. So it's been since July.
Yeah.
Since that's happened. A program paying benefits to self-employed, gig, and other workers ends after December.
Oh, fuck.
Without an extension, that aid will cease.
What about the condition of this country that makes you think we need less aid?
Right, and even, like I said, the head of the Fed yesterday, Powell, came out and said that we need to do something or we're fucked. Like, there needs to be stimulus put into the economy or we're fucked. And not tax cuts for the rich people.
People won't be able to live.
Right.
They won't be able to pay rent.
Well, get this. Absent more aid, jobless Americans will be living off their current allotment of benefits from state or federal government. In some cases, $5 per week.
Holy shit. $5 a week? What do you do with that? Get in the TARDIS and go to the 70s?
Louisiana and Mississippi pay $180 a week, the lowest average amount among the states.
That is disgusting.
Total average is $305 a week.
Yeah.
For the whole nation.
Shit, man. Boy, this country could do better.
But I believe Florida is way down there, too. In the 200-y range.
This is where you need that Yang Gang shit, man. You need that UBI.
Oh, undoubtedly, yeah.
People would stay home and not spread their shit all over the fucking place.
Mark Cuban, a couple of weeks ago, came out and said everybody needs $1,000 every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
From now on.
That
$1,000 every 2 weeks.
Then you can stay home.
And our economy will hum along.
Yeah, then you can stay home. You can keep your kids out of school. We can ride this shit out.
Yeah.
And maybe at some point, you know, we'll find a vaccine and nobody will want to take it because they think Bill Gates wants to put a
microchip. It's the mark of the beast. You can't make me take that. I have my freedoms.
We can't make you do anything.
I'm discriminated against.
But you know, that's the truth. That's the problem. You can't make people do things, really.
Right.
I mean, like Cuomo said, he's like, we had this lockdown, but everybody, you know, people... you know, abided by the lockdown and they did their part and they were able to do it. People don't do shit here.
Right.
Barely wear a fucking mask.
Well, right.
Barely
right.
wear a fucking mask.
Yeah. The COVIDiots.
Yeah.
Not happy about their freedoms.
See, what I don't understand, just because you believe the earth is flat, doesn't mean that, you know, the science of viral science is bullshit, right? If you believe in a flat earth, can you also believe in...
Oh, it's a
tough one, right?
Yeah.
I believe.
It's a slippery slope,
I
mean.
The thing with flat earthers, they always are like, well, you know, you can't trust anybody. They always say that. So I'm supposed to trust the one guy that thinks the earth is flat?
Well, no. I mean, no.
But why do they think that? They stupid?
Yeah, because they believe the conspiracy theories.
And they get to vote, which is great.
We all do.
Oh, is that stupid?
You would agree with the. I've been reading something about the Koch brothers and how evil their this whole thing can be attributed to some of their evil.
Yeah.
Over the years, and this libertarian
well
bullshit.
Yeah.
This Ayn Randian.
Oh, I hate that.
Fap dream.
Yes.
Of they've literally been, you know, they think well, all people are created equal, but to paraphrase Orwell, some people are more equal than others. And they literally, they don't like,
right.
They don't like democracy. And there was some, I forgot his name, but there's an economist at the time that kind of, he made it his quest to figure out how to systemically and sneakily destroy American democracy and allow these oligarchs who should be running everything for the fair market,
right,
to take over.
The fair market.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Free market. We want fair markets. They want free markets, which means we're the biggest and the baddest.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm free to do whatever the fuck I want. I'm free to dump this shit into a river. I'm free to not pay people shit. I'm free to have a factory.
People won't buy their stuff if they don't like the dirty rivers.
Oh, I'm free to have a meatpacking plant. Well, there's COVID bouncing off the walls. Right. Who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
I'm free to cut chicken. I'm free to put a chicken that had cancer.
Jeez. Oh, that is so gross. You talked about that.
You can cut
yesterday.
Around the tumor and then serve it. Why would you have that? We had that regulation, and now we don't have that regulation. Don't you think we need a regulation that says that there's a chicken that has cancer? You shouldn't.
Well, I would rather
package
not eat cancery chicken. Yeah, I might pass on that.
You're an elitist.
The couple minutes left here only in the big show. We'll do it again tomorrow at the usual bat time. Good news for Keith Olbermann fans.
Yeah.
Keith Olbermann going back to politics for a few minutes over this time leaving ESPN again, but without setting fires on the way out.
Yeah. Da-na-na, da-na-na.
He announced that he is bailing again on ESPN and will be doing a YouTube show called The Worst Person in the World starting today, actually.
Who do you think that is? That he's going to focus on.
It might be a new person every day.
It might just be Trump.
He returned to ESPN for his third stint at the network in 2018.
Yeah.
Working on various shows, hosting SportsCenter, even calling a few baseball games.
Yay. I'll watch this show. I'm looking forward to this.
I will too. I like Keith Olbermann
a lot. He's a firebrand.
He pulls no punches.
Yes.
And he's a raconteur.
Right.
A wordsmith.
He loves words. Saying them.
Really likes dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody likes dogs. Yeah, did you see half of his Twitter is
dog stuff?
Sheltered dogs. Okay. Like adopt this dog kind of stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
There you go. Keith Olbermann, everybody.
Ba-na-na, ba-na-na.
If you're a fan.
Pedophile code.
Going back to the... Right. Going back, I'm going to have to find that tape again because that is pretty funny.
What?
The pedophile code
it's
one.
Insane,
I'm gonna have to make some drops about that.
That's pedophile code. Oh, we got trouble.
God, I don't even know where I delete
right
all
here
the
in River City.
I delete all the links day to day from them. I'll have to search through again and find it.
Yep.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Don't forget you help us out by buying shit through our link or the banner on the webpage, and we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
That's pedophile code.
Here's a doctor. I don't want to really start a big story because I have about a minute left. But this doctor, chairman of medicine at the University of California, ooh, San Francisco, was on telly.
Hello.
Debunking the myth that Trump is probably feeling great as he's tweeting.
I'm not dead yet. I feel happy.
But the overarching message from Robert Wachter, the doctor, is that Trump may have, quote, still have a significant chance of dying.
That's
patients often feel invincible on steroids, but then they get to the top and that's their wreck that and there's that reckoning of yes. clearly shorter breath. He's not out of the woods and won't really be until next week. We saw him gasping
yes.
when he went out for his Duchellini moment.
Duchellini. That's good.
And he was fit. You could see he was using his shoulders and his yes. And his intercostals to try to gasp for breath.
The only reason I'm laughing is because it's like this guy said he calls it the quote unquote China virus and he calls it a hoax. And this does it not seem, is there irony here that he has it?
Well, and this is all North Korea shit.
Right. The way they're hiding handling.
What's the dear leader. Yeah, we lying. Should know. We have a right to know about the president. There's no HIPAA bullshit when it comes to the president of the United States.
Why?
We have to know what's going on with him because if he's unfit, then we gotta, sadly, hand the reins to mother's husband.
We're so fucked. Oh my god, to think this guy made fun of Hillary. He made fun of Hillary saying, do you see her coughing from the pneumonia and all that
right. Join us tomorrow. We'll have hopefully some good body slams of Mike Ooh, Pence yeah. some verbal body slams,
right?
Metaphorical body slams.
Yes.
Mike Pence.
We'll see how that goes.
That's right.
I'm start this up tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Where's my music? There it is. Then we'll be available at your favorite podcasting application or always at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the internet, on the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, the TikTok. And RatedRComedy.com.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Enjoy the debate and stay safe out there. We'll be back tomorrow.
Pedophile.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.